2007 saw its share of really tough stories. Virginia Tech, lead paint on toys, the mortgage crisis, the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. But to every yin, there's a yang. So let's take a moment to reflect on some of the A-OK stories from the year. The ones that restore your faith or at least make you smile. Now, the editors of MSNBC.com, those cockeyed optimists, not really, I know them. Well, anyway, they have compiled the top 10 happy news stories of 2007.
They're clear-eyed optimists, and they pointed out that 2007 started off on a very good note with a story that inspired the world and could have easily gone wrong. Just 3 days into 2007, New York City construction worker Wesley Autry, remember him? He saved the life of a total stranger who had collapsed on a subway platform and fell onto the tracks and into the path of an oncoming train.
I had to make a split-second decision. I hop down here, 1 feet there, 1 feet there. I look, I see an oncoming train. I'm trying to get him up, but he done fell in. Both his hands are wet, and I'm like trying to get him. I'm slipping. Each time I go, I look, train getting closer. The train was about right there, and I'm like, you can't get him up. Go for the gutter.
Now, he did this with his two daughters watching, and although he insists he is not a hero, the Subway Superman has been handsomely rewarded with lavish gifts. You might remember Donald Trump heroically leapt in front of some publicists to give Autry $10,000, and he's been honored by Mike Bloomberg, Elliot Spitzer, Hillary Clinton, even President Bush singled him out during the State of the Union address. And, you know, in a year dominated by celebrity addicts and the media that loves them, this tale of bravery did rate number one on MSNBC's list.
My favorite thing ever during a State of the Union, Wesley Autry pounding his chest and giving President Bush the "you my man" sign. Wesley Autry, I got to meet him a couple weeks ago. He's the man.
Yeah.
All right, next, a different kind of story that makes you go, aw. Pizza Hut waitress Jessica Osborne was just doing her job last July. She gave some of the regulars their usual two Mountain Dews, a cup of hot water for tea, and a large meat lover's stuffed crust pizza. They left her a nice tip, a really nice tip, a $10,000 tip.
They came in. I knew they were coming in. They had told me the previous week they were going to come in and see me one last time before they left. And they sat down and had dinner, and I took their order, and she handed me the check. And when I opened it up, I thought maybe I read too many zeros, and I just kind of, I lost my breath, and it was amazing.
Where they got the money was the family had decided to use some settlement money from a death in their family to give Osborne what she told them she always wanted, a chance to go to college.
Wow. Well, speaking of family and needing a lot of college money, two identical twin sisters in Indiana gave their families a double dose of joy this year when they unexpectedly both gave birth, both to boys, both on the same day, both within hours of each other, both in the same hospital.
Next up, a message in a bottle with a very special meaning for two couples who tie the knot on opposite sides of Lake Michigan, 28 years apart. Melody Kloska and Pat Bears wrote out their wedding vows, put them into a glass bottle, tossed it into the lake this summer, never imagining it would wash up on the path of another couple, Fred and Lynette Dubendorf, who married on a beach across the lake exactly 28 years before.
You know, what's the chances, one in a million, of finding somebody married on the same day on Lake Michigan?
Yeah.
And I told her that she should return it to him
right,
and let him know that you found it and the coincidence.
This is some happy news. Well, rounding out the list, some inspiring canine Americans. Bucky the dog pulled a classic Lassie move in Carmel, New York, when he swam 400 yards to shore to fetch help for his owner whose boat had overturned.
Hey, don't forget Thumper, the lab from Maine who woke up his owners just in time to save the family from a fire that had been started by none other than the family cat.
Well, you can't be a cat hater because, not to be outdone, a golden retriever in Virginia has become a mother to a stray kitten when she began nursing the little creature after hearing its cries.
All right, so let's hope for good things in 2008 as well.
Reviewer Daniel Holloway is just on the other side of the glass.
I see him.
He is going to come in here and talk with us about
There
Will Be Blood. There he is. The Great Debaters and Persepolis, all in theaters all this weekend. Stay tuned. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.